Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Well, I was born in a small town.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. And in addition to being the place where you can subscribe to my free newsletter, you can also find out more about our guest this half hour, Mr. Hamilton Beasley, who's an old friend of ours, longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author, co-author, I should say, of Continuity Management, and the author of No Regrets, a 10-step program for living in the present and leaving the past behind. He's our good friend, Dr. Hamilton Beasley, who's a scholar in residence at St. Edward's University in Austin, Texas. Hamilton, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be back with you, Jim.
It's good to have you back, Hamilton. It's always a pleasure. And you've got something on your mind today that I'm glad you want to talk about this, because I think this is a very important thing for small business owners to focus on, whether they're brand spanking new dreamers, they can't wait to start their own business, or they've been around like me a little bit long in the tooth, lots of gray hair and lots of battle scars. Even for old folks like me, this is a good review, and it's what you call the 10 common mistakes small business owners make.
That's right. And they are common, and they are mistakes, and we can correct them, and that's the key.
And
but we
one
have
more
to be aware.
And one more thing, even though we've been in business a long time, we almost all do every one of these at some point in time.
Yes, and the key is really reducing the extent to which we do them, because all of them hurt our small business.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think about these things the way I think about, like, a golf game. You know, golfers, professional golfers, know everything there is to know about a golf swing. But still, sometimes they get off track and they wind up not playing very well. And they have to go back and get retuned. And then somebody, a teacher, will point out to them and say, you know, well, did you realize you were doing this with your right elbow? And they'll say, no, but I knew I wasn't supposed to be doing that, but I didn't know I was doing that. And it's the same thing with our small business swing, isn't it?
It is. We need to be reminded of the principles, and we need to be reminded that we have to go back to them.
All right. What's number one? What's the first mistake we make?
The first one is failure to market, or to market consistently. We can get so involved in running the business that we can forget that the purpose of the business is to sell the product or service we have. So we have to market all the time, every time. Market, market. Sell, sell, sell.
And you're exactly right. But I think what people are saying right now, some of them are saying, well, you're nuts, Blasingame. I'm all the time selling. We're out there all the time trying to sell our products. But selling and marketing are not they're associated, but they're not the same things, are they?
No, they're not. They're different. Selling really is the act of selling, but marketing is the strategic thinking behind how do I sell this product, how do I distribute it, how do I convince people to buy it, what are its strong points, what are the selling points.
Who are the people that this should be sold to?
Exactly.
See, that's the biggest mistake, Hamilton, I think people make these days, is we approach the marketplace with a shotgun instead of with a laser.
Or we think it, build it, and they will come. But we really have to have an understanding of what our target market is. That's absolutely right. And then how to reach them in the best, most effective way.
Right. Absolutely. And all that's the marketing. And, you know, Hamilton, the two consistently prominent mistakes that small business owners make, the areas that we're the most deficient in, this is the first one, and the second one is human resources. And yeah. I know we'll be talking about that, but and it's because this is not something marketing, professional marketing is not intuitive. Selling is intuitive for most of us, but being a professional marketer, that's not so intuitive, is it, for most of us?
No, it's not. And one of the differences is sometimes when we're really good, we don't have to think to sell.
Right.
But we do have to think to market. And we need to take time to think. and think strategically about the future, and we get so involved in the details of the business, we often don't do that.
Well, and also what happens is we get so caught up in our products and our services that it's hard for us to believe that everybody doesn't want what we have.
And we don't
stop and think, wait a minute, I'm glad that everybody doesn't want this because I couldn't serve everybody. That's a real important thing for small business owners to say to themselves is, you know what, not only do I not want everybody to do business with me, I can't do business with everybody.
That's right. And if they don't hear about me, they won't know my product is wonderful.
Absolutely. So the first thing is marketing. That's a point well made, Hamilton. What's the second one?
The second is a failure to delegate. Managers have to delegate. And if we own a small business, but we really do discover that we can't do everything ourselves, we have to multiply the amount of work that we can get done by assigning that work to others. Because even if we could do everything, everything isn't the highest and best use of our time and our talents. So a manager's job and a small business owner's job is to get things done through other people, and hence to develop their work and leadership skills as well as his or her own.
This is one of those things that's easier said than done, Hamilton, because the stories of so many small business owners are where we started the business on the kitchen table, we moved into the bedroom and, you know, carved out a little room in the corner, and then we opened up a shop downtown, and then we hired an employee, and then we hired two employees, et cetera, et cetera. But for a long time, we turned the lights on, we turned the lights off. We mopped the floor, we swept the floor, we took out the garbage, we called on customers and typed the proposals. We did it all. And so and we knew that if we did it, we're so committed to what we were doing, we would do it perfectly or as good as it could be done. But when you delegate to other people, you're giving a little piece of your baby away, aren't you?
You are. And not only that, very likely you can do the job better than they can. But that's not the issue. The issue is not, can I do it better? The issue is, do I have time to do it at all?
I liken delegating a business in the early stages of the delegation experience for a small business owner. I liken that to fledging your children, letting them grow up and make their own mistakes and not wanting them to make the mistakes, wanting to protect them from the hurt and the pain of the mistakes, but realizing that they got to do it.
That's right.
And your business has to experience that, doesn't it?
It really does.
If you're going to survive.
That's correct.
Hold on to that thought, Hamilton. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we got more mistakes that small business owners make. And maybe you're seeing yourself already. I know I am. Right after these messages, we'll be back with Dr. Hamilton Beasley, the author of No Regrets, 20 After. Stay with us. Back is 23 after the hour. Mr. Robert Cray on blues guitar there, ladies and gentlemen. Doesn't get any better than Robert Cray on blues guitar, I can tell you that. Not in my estimation. Anyway, Hamilton Beasley, another blues fan, is our guest, Dr. Hamilton Beasley, the author of No Regrets. Hamilton, tell us where your books are available, please.
They're available on the website at www.noregrets.org, at amazon.com, and in all of the major bookstores.
Noregrets.org.
Right, not
.org. They can find out more about the book there, and I'm sure they can link them then from there over to where they can buy the book.
Sure, right, straight to Amazon or Barnes & Noble or Powell's.
Or ask your local bookstore if they've got Hamilton Beasley, and that's with a Z, ladies and gentlemen. Beasley is spelled with a Z, Dr. Hamilton Beasley. And the most recent book is No Regrets. It's an outstanding book, folks, a 10-step program for living in the present and leaving the past behind. It will help you, I promise. Okay, Hamilton, let's get back to our 10 common mistakes small business owners make. First one was failing to market. The second one was failing to delegate. And I promise you, Hamilton, there were some folks ducking for cover when we said failure to delegate because this is one of the most insidious things that small business owners do is fail to delegate. And folks, we've all got to get better at it. I'm not good at it either. I'm a work in progress, folks. I promise you, I'm a work in progress on this one, but I'm trying to get better at it, and we all need to work on that because whenever you don't delegate, Hamilton, you become closer to being 100% extension of yourself, don't you?
Yes, you do, and you don't have the time for that.
That's exactly right. Okay, let's talk about number three.
Number three is a failure to set goals with subordinates and then to provide the feedback they need. We know so well what we want because it's all in our head for our business, for the next job we need to do, that sometimes we fail to adequately convey that to our employee who does not have in his or her head our vision. So we have to say that these are the goals that you're working toward. This is the vision, the hopes, the dreams, the mission of our organization. And then we have to provide them feedback so that they know whether they're hitting their goals or not. And they might be large goals, they might be next month goals, but subordinates can't work without a set of goals. At least they can't work effectively.
Well, and it's also not fair, Hamilton, to expect people to perform if you haven't clearly defined what performance you're expecting out of them.
That's right. A common misperception among human beings is that to some degree, other people can read our minds.
Now, that's a big small business mistake right there. And every one of my employees listening are nodding their head vigorously right now. And, you know, they're always saying that to me. I can't read your mind, Jim. Much to my chagrin, I keep thinking, I've hired smart people. Why can't they read my mind? What's the problem? What's wrong with you? That's my thinking, right?
That's right.
But we can't do that. And I liked what you said also about giving them the organizations, filling them in on your vision for what the organization, where it's going to go. That I think that's important. That helps them to feel included in the vision. And it helps them to understand how their part of their piece of the pie, or their piece of the puzzle, I guess I should say, fits into the whole.
And it helps them in making decisions, too, when something unusual comes up, something is very different. They have to say, how do I handle this whole new situation? They can go back to the vision or back to the goals if they've been set.
Right. Absolutely. No question about it. Okay. Number four. This is a big one. This is huge.
It's failure to ask for help or assistance in those aspects of the business where they're the manager most needs it. So, in other words, by necessity, we often end up working in areas that are not part of our strengths. It might be an area of specialty. It might be something where we have little experience. And what we do is that we delay or procrastinate in asking for help. But what we must do is to get expert advice from lawyers, accountants, consultants, other business owners, peers, so that we can not flounder and not make mistakes.
Hamilton, if there is a small business pathology, if there is a small business condition that is not unique, but is certainly endemic of, certainly typical of small business, this is it. Small business owners believe that they're supposed to know the answer, that they're not supposed to, if they ask anybody, if they ever say to anybody, I don't know how to do this, will you help me? That means that they're weak, they're a failure. And ladies and gentlemen, please get that out of your head. It's not true. We all have to ask for help, don't we, Hamilton?
We do. It's reality. And asking for help actually brings people closer to us. We think that we fail to impress them and drive them away because they think, well, you don't know what you're doing. It's just the reverse. People want to help other people.
Hamilton, saying to somebody, I don't understand this. I need your help. Will you please help me? Is one of the most courageous and one of the most impressive management statements anybody can make.
Absolutely right, because it reflects a humility of being willing to listen, of being willing to learn, of knowing that you don't know everything.
And once you do that, once you start doing that, folks, the world will open up to you and success will be yours. It'll come and play in your backyard. Dr. Hamilton Beasley, the author of No Regrets, thank you for being here. Let's do the rest of these mistakes next time you join us.
We'll do it. Thanks, Jim.
Hamilton Beasley, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. Got to go for just a few minutes. I'll be right back with Rob Green. Stay with us. We'll be right back. 29 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.